You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent report has shown that university enrollments have reached their lowest point in a decade. This is partially due to a higher cost of living, less support for older students, and a change in the value placed on tertiary education. Producer Leonard Powell spoke to some members of the public about this.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. I went around Auckland University campus this morning and began by asking the very kind people who had time to chat with me for their thoughts on the decreasing of student allowances for those over the age of 40 and the fact that those over the age of 55 are not allowed to take out a student loan.
I think older students, when they're coming back to university, they're trying to sort of sort themselves out, get a bit of better life. So I think that we should be giving them benefits like that. It's pretty rude to, you know, let me have a student loan, let me have a student allowance, and then some 40-year-old's not allowed to get the same thing. So I think everyone should get it. People are living till like 80, 90, 100 nowadays, so if you're 50, you're not old, you should still be able to, you know, that's enough time to give back to society and all that stuff. So yeah, you should be giving everyone a student allowance.
I think everyone should have the same opportunity. I mean, if you're older and you're trying to retrain from maybe a antiquated industry, it's a perfect opportunity to get back into education and pick up some funding to help you get there. It's important that we upskill everybody, not just young people.
Okay, I don't want to sound like controversial or anything. I kind of understand where they're coming from. Students that are 40 and over or 55 and over, you'd kind of be expecting that they've been working up until then, but I don't think that they should be. It should be disallowed. I think there should be possibly like tighter measures for like to allow them to have their student allowances, but I don't think it should be. They should like ban it from them. If you come to university, everyone should be on the same level playing field, regardless of your age, gender, and whatnot.
What's your whole view on students in general and just the financial situation with coming to university?
Am I allowed to swear? Yeah. It's bullshit.
I think it's pretty tough for students now. I mean, especially if you're living in Auckland, there's a lot of cost and not a lot of money at the moment. And I think the downside is that a lot of students are spending a lot more time in part-time jobs, which is taking time away from their studies. So I think there's definitely a difficulty at the moment with getting the balance right.
I think the standard to actually get student allowance is, or whatever the free one is, the one you don't have to pay back. The standard to get that's pretty interesting. I don't really know how that works too well, but I think it's not working for quite a lot of people.
So I'm originally German, and so I've got a German passport. So if I go over to Germany, I'm allowed to study for free, and the only thing I will be paying for is living costs, and that's like expensive in itself in Auckland. And so it is a struggle. I mean, I've said to so many people that are coming out of high school, if you have the option of not going to uni and doing an apprenticeship instead, like go for it, because uni is so expensive. Tertiary education should be free, or at least very low cost, so that not many people go into it just because it's like free education. Like the standard should be higher. Like in Switzerland, the standards for tertiary education, university, are so high, so not a lot of people do it, but they have so many other options to go for. But yeah, I definitely think that course fees should definitely be either lower or free completely.
Whoever's in charge of it should be coming up with ideas. It's their job. I suppose in terms of the one that they're giving away, I guess they just want to make it easier for people to get it. I mean, you know, students, everyone wants to really go to uni. It's pretty fun. So just make it easier for people to go to uni. Give everyone a student allowance. It's not that expensive. It's only a couple $100 a week or whatever it is. So yeah, I reckon everyone should be able to get that. Just why not?
A free ride maybe isn't always the answer for everyone, but at the moment it's so expensive for students and they come out with massive student loans. Just the balance doesn't seem right at the moment. I quite like the idea that people get some portion of their studies paid for them, perhaps guiding people towards careers that the country needs economically to kind of balance the free ride with the productivity for the country. I also think that universities should have a bit more responsibility in ensuring that students are financially being a student is financially a viable option, and I guess some of that comes from government funding and some of it comes from prioritisation from the university's perspective.
Joel also spoke to NZ Union of Students Association President Jonathan Gee about his thoughts on the issue.
So a recent study has shown that tertiary enrollment is at its lowest point in a decade. You have previously mentioned this is partially due to a high cost of living for students. Is this the major issue surrounding enrollment, do you think?
Yeah, so there have been rising costs over quite some time, and you know, even just last night, we heard a story around rising food prices. So you know, you see that there are a whole lot of rising costs for being a student in New Zealand, yet student support has failed to meet up with those costs. Actually, you know, the current government has gradually defunded student support over the last few years. So you know, I think that definitely is a contributing factor.
And what other issues do you think there are contributing?
Yeah, so what you say, I think if you dig down into the statistics around the decline in tertiary enrollments, one of the biggest drops is in the 40, over 40 age group, where you saw from 2008 there was a 6.7 proportion of tertiary population over 40. Now it's down to 3.6%. So, you know, in terms of student support, in the last few years, the government restricted student allowances for those over 40. So you kind of see that actually, that signalling there by the government has resulted in that decline in that age group.
So the funding was dropped, do you think, because the government sort of presumes that they can fund it themselves if they're at their age? Is that right?
Yeah, I think quite possibly. There are arguments that obviously, you know, in ever-changing future of work, actually, you know, we should be supporting lifelong learning and, you know, students, people studying in tertiary education at all ages. So it's there's a bit of a tension between that and trying to decrease student support on the government side.
Why do you think there is a sort of like perception that study is only for sort of people in their 20s?
I think it's probably just in terms of a life stage. So, you know, a lot of, usually it's the normal life process that after you graduate from school, you go into tertiary study, you go into some form of study. But what we're seeing is obviously for a lot of people, that's not possible, either because they've got, you know, high costs or, you know, they come from poorer families where they want to, you know, they'd rather be earning than learning once they leave high school. So you're seeing that a lot of people, you know, after they have families, are going into tertiary education because they didn't have the chance to get into it when they graduated from high school.
And so recently a bunch of companies come out, I think TradeMe was one of them, and they're saying that they do not require for people to have degrees for them to hire people. Do you think this sort of change in thinking about degrees, like maybe I don't need one if I can get a job anyway, is another contributing factor to people not enrolling?
Yeah, I think quite possibly, and I think actually, you know, I think it was a fair point that those companies had raised. Though, I think that's a signal that's being sent to tertiary education and to the government that actually, in terms of the tertiary study that we go into, it needs to be adapting. It needs to provide us with the right skills in order to adapt to the ever-changing future of work. As I said, I think it's a bit of a signal there. I think the other thing that I would say about that as well is that, you know, I think we need to remember the public value of tertiary education. It's not just about getting a job at the end of it. It's actually, you know, there's been studies around the world which have said that tertiary education improves life outcomes such as better health over time, reduced incarceration rates, more stable work in general. That actually, you know, the more people that participate in tertiary education, the better the society that we have.
Do you think there's sort of an element of privilege there where people who are sort of come from stronger financial means and are more likely to study, therefore they'll have, like you said, those benefits, higher about health outcomes and stuff like that? Do you think that that element of privilege is there?
Oh, yes, totally, I think. And, you know, we're of the strong belief that tertiary education should be a right for all and not a privilege for the few. But actually, when you're reducing financial student support in terms of, you know, those over 40 or reducing access to student allowances, actually you are creating more of that inequality there.
And I suppose you sort of, if you're coming from a place where you don't have the means to study without sort of looking towards employment at the end, then there sort of almost might not be a point to doing it if you sort of need the job to survive.
Oh, exactly, and that's what I'm saying in terms of, you know, a lot of students are thinking, oh, I'd rather be earning rather than learning.
Mm.
And also, I guess, you know, again, students are telling me as well, a lot of students or my the presidents around the country are telling me that some of their students are saying that they go into their first year of study, that they're from a family of, you know, no history of tertiary study. They go into tertiary study for their first year, they see the amount of debt that they incur, they freak out and they decide to leave tertiary education and just go into work. So actually, you know, that level of student debt, you know, which is the result of tuition fees as well as living costs, is a big factor in terms of tertiary education participation.
Mm. Well, what do you think can be done to change this, to sort of encourage people to study and stay with it for their own personal development?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, the first step is actually increasing student support. As I said, it has been there has been a gradual decrease in terms of access to student financial support over a number of years under the current government. So I think that's definitely a first step. I think a second step in terms of ensuring that you know, that tertiary education is accessible to all people or to all school leavers in particular, is that we need to improve careers education. You know, I think at the moment careers education at the moment is inconsistent. It's patchy. It's not personalised as well, and it's sort of skewed towards universities, unfortunately. Whereas actually, you know, there's huge potential in the polytech area, as an example. So actually, I think, you know, improving careers education will help in terms of getting students to understand where they want to go in terms of their futures, and knowing how tertiary education can play a part in that.
And do you think anything can be done to actually change the overall mindset that study is for employment rather than personal development? Like, is there anything we can do to sort of change that perception over time?
Well, I think at the moment, sort of the way that we look at tertiary education, it is around, at the moment, it's in this paradigm that we're looking at it as our, talking about our future job prospects. And I think, you know, we need to come back to the conversation that actually universities and polytechs, they're legislated to be the critic and conscience of society. That students, you know, when they go into tertiary study, actually they're being part of a community of scholars where they're engaged in public debate, that parts and that adds to the democracy of our society as well. That's sort of being forgotten in the conversation of tertiary education. So I think we need to start moving towards that again and actually saying that there is huge public benefit and not just private benefit to tertiary study, and that, you know, we should be embracing that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.